Consumerism in America is rampant. In fact, our elected bodies continue to urge us to spend our way out of the current economic doldrums. This part of the year, the holiday season, well, that's when consumerism reaches its peak. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's, household waste increases 25%. That's right. There's an environmental impact to the holidays, and today we're going to explore some different options. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Jane Rodenheiser. Jane is a mother and homeschool teacher of five children. She is the wife of the pastor at St. Clair's Episcopal Church in Ann Arbor, and a creative force in finding ways, as she puts it, in taking the craziness out of Christmas, saying no to consumerism. Jane, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning.
Well, the average American spends about $800 on gifts each holiday season. And if it's not too personal, how much would you say you spend on gifts for Christmas?
That is a great question. I would say probably in the range of about $200 if you include supplies to make most of our gifts throughout the year.
So $200 in total. How do you decide what is a worthy purchase and what is something that is perhaps unnecessary?
That is a great question. As I said, I first try to start in gift giving with making gifts. I think in our society, most people can buy what they want. At least people, you know, I'm in a privileged class. So to be honest, the people I'm giving gifts to have the means to purchase things. So I like to start with thinking about things that I can make that would be meaningful to people throughout the year. So that's where I start. And so I will, I'm a knitter, so I primarily try to knit gifts. So that's my first priority, to buy supplies to purchase things. And when possible, I try to purchase yarn that other people have not wanted. I'm a big advocate of thrift stores, and a lot of times you can buy things somebody else bought, it's already purchased, you're not making more waste. So that's kind of where I start. And then I try to focus on gifts that are things that people need, particularly.
So instead of a video game, you look at something, maybe somebody needs a new pair of shoes.
That's correct. Clothing is always good. Again, I try to do as much of that as possible. We're big users of the PTO thrift store in Ann Arbor, but there are a lot of great thrift stores out there that have things. And we try to spend the whole, you know, the whole year looking for things, and I put them away. So again, clothing, items that have already existed out in the stream, but that somebody might find meaningful. My boys are very into Legos.
Reusable materials, right.
Yes. So, you know, anything that already exists that you can give as a gift.
It's obvious in the manner in which you approach a holiday season that the purchase of gifts isn't a top priority. So you've talked about making gifts. You have five children. Mm-hmm. What kind of exchanges do you have within the family on Christmas morning?
Our kids like gifts, and most of us like gifts.
Absolutely.
I mean, which is a reality. And so we do. We've tried it different ways. When the kids were younger, we tried to really, instead of focusing on Christmas Day, we are Christian. And so for us, the holiday really is focused around the birth of Jesus. And so we tried to take the gift giving away from the Christmas holiday and spread it out. That worked adequately. I found that to some degree that just kind of spread out the consumerism instead.
Right.
So the children all do give gifts. Again, we try to have things that are either things they need or are things that have been purchased on their behalf.
And you encourage the children amongst themselves to use their creativity and their imagination to exchange gifts between each other?
Yes, and I'm more successful with some than others. My daughter Emma is here in the studio with me, and she is excellent about using her gifts too. She particularly likes beading, and she will make things for people. My boys are not as good at that, I will admit, but, you know, we all have what we want, and I don't require the kids to give each other
sure.
gifts, just because, again, that's not supposed to be the point, so.
According to RecycleWorks.org, more than 4 million tons of gift wrapping paper and shopping bags are used each year. 25% of all paper consumed is gift wrap. 38,000 miles of ribbon is used, which exceeds the Earth's circumference by 13,000 miles. Some of it ends up recycled, but much too much ends up in our landfills. Now, do you have an eye for working with more environmentally friendly materials and making your gifts? You've kind of touched on that already.
You bet. So I would say there's twofold. One is use more environmentally products when purchasing the gifts, or creating gifts, which again can be a handmade thing or a food or a consumable like a baked good or something. But then also, there is absolutely no reason to be purchasing something in order to wrap a gift. There are a lot of great options. I have girls in the age category that we get the American Girl catalog, which is huge. And I have to admit, that's what I wrap my gifts in, is the American Girl doll catalog. It already exists. It's already usable. Instead of going right into the recycling, I use it and then recycle it. Other options that are great and that are easily accessible are pillowcases. Put a large gift in a pillowcase. The person can use the pillowcase or, you know.
Right.
And again, thrift store has a lot of already existent pillowcases. They cost about 10 to 25 cents a piece. It's cheap. It's environmental. You can also sew reusable gift bags. Our church had a big movement to do that a few years ago. Those can be used year in, year out. There's no waste involved.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Jane Rodenheiser. Jane is a mother and homeschool teacher of five, the wife of the pastor at St. Clair's Episcopal Church in Ann Arbor. And today, we're looking at some creative ways to think about and to celebrate the holiday season with the family outside the commercial realm. Now, perhaps there is no greater gift than the gift of service, dedicating time and effort to community and those in the community in need. What are some of the service endeavors you ask your family to participate in?
We try to do as much physical work as we can. We particularly work at our food pantry. Our church and the temple that our church shares space with and Muslim services work together for a place called Backdoor Food Camp Pantry. So we put a decent amount of time bagging groceries there. My daughter, again, Emma, and I have often helped other young children work in that ministry. Throughout the year, but especially at the holidays, we tithe, our family does, and which means that we give 10% of all that we receive back to the community. Most of that goes to our church, but a lot of that goes to organizations that we're passionate about. Again, feeding the hungry is a really big one for us. We also work to sponsor children in other countries. We have a child that we've sponsored. She's, I think, the third person we've sponsored. We've sponsored her for numerous years, and for just a pittance, I think it's $30 a month. You know, we pay for all of her education, all of her health care, all of her food, and it totally transforms her life. And that's a great gift. Through the course of a year, you said most people spend $800. Well, that's just a fraction of that. You can change a child's life for a whole year.
And imagine if we would spend an equal amount, another $800 toward charitable contribution at the holiday season, the difference that could be made regardless of where you choose to allocate those monies.
That is correct. And that is a challenge that...
It's a great gift idea, too.
It's a great gift idea. And as I said, there is no shortage of places, especially now, in need. And you don't have to pick the one that is somebody else's cause. You can pick the one that you're passionate about. One thing that I think is great to do is, instead of just worrying about what you're giving to other people, if you know that people are going to give you a gift, you can pick a list of things that you are passionate about and say, on my behalf, I would like you to give to one of these organizations. And that's a great way to give back. What are we celebrating and how can you celebrate it? Looking back in past years, what are the things that have made the holidays most meaningful and how can you focus on doing that? How can you live out what really has made a lasting impression? I don't know whose quote this is, but that really people are much happier when they are given memories rather than stuff. And that's another thing that's great to do during the holiday time, is think about what are ways that you can do things either as a family or as an individual, whether that's going out and serving the hungry, or maybe it's going on a trip together as a family, or, you know, go walking downtown and looking at the light show or whatever. But what are the things that will make memories that will really enhance your holiday instead of it just being a time for you to be drained of energy and be exhausted and spend money you don't have and have totally missed the whole point?
And all along the way, as you've pointed out, there's a way to do it and be environmentally sound.
That is correct.
thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and I wish you the very best of the season.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too.
That is Jane Rodenheiser, mother and homeschool teacher of five. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.